FM 90.3 WJTL. That's Brooke Ligertwood with 1,000 Hallelujahs. It's now 2:14. The Shirk at Work Network underway for this Thursday, November 9th. Hey, there's an action-packed event coming to the Junction Center this coming Tuesday evening for fathers and sons. It's called Born to be Brave. On the line right now to talk about the event is Bob Gresh. Hi, Bob. Thanks for checking in with us.
Hey, thanks for having me. We're in Houston, Texas right now, getting ready to do a show and all excited about it. We've been out for about a week now on tour and getting ready to head back. Dallas tomorrow and getting ready to head back towards Mannheim.
Yeah, I see from your schedule you're touring the nation with this event. What are some of the good things that you're seeing happening so far with the Born to be Brave events?
Well, it's going great. We've had a lot of great connection points between dads and sons, and they're getting having great times together, talking about their labels and lies that are in their lives. We turn them towards each other and have great parental connections. Kids are getting saved. We have a day of weights with us with Brennan Bell, who's been doing great job up there with worship and leading kids to Christ. And then we had the Wheel of Destruction, which we're smashing things every day of the show, from coffee makers to dollhouses to I don't know what else we've done, a whole bunch of stuff smashing against those walls. So it's been really great. Great time in ministry and fun with dads and sons.
Yeah, and I understand that there are some ping pong balls that you use for the event.
There are. We have 1,000 ping pong balls that come out there, and we're having a good time with those. We're trying to get our guns more tactically aimed so we can even get better at it. But the kids love those things. They're running all over the place, and it's a great, gigantic celebration at the end of the show of the salvation decisions that are made that night. So that's how we celebrate Born to be Brave style.
Well, walk us through an evening. What are some of the highlights?
Well, we start out with worship with a day of weights, and Brennan and those guys do a great job of their songs and some worship songs. We have a teaching. We actually have a thing called the urinal test, mm-hmm. which is a secret for the show, so I'll let it for the show.
Okay.
And then we have a teaching about bravery, about how doing the next right thing is the righteous thing to do and how God doesn't give us a spirit of fear. And then we smash some stuff. We have another teaching on lies and labels and how Jesus was tempted in every way we are, and how we all have things that we think bad about ourselves and as fathers and sons or father figures. And then we do some more smashing. Brennan shared a testimony, and we have a call at the end, and it's just been a phenomenal time. It really is a fun 2 hours.
What's the ideal range of age for the sons in order to benefit from this event?
Well, we say 7 to 17. It's really, it mirrors True Girl a lot, 7 to 12-year-olds, 7 to 13-year-olds. But I had an 80-year-old dad with a 50-year-old son the other day come in as part of a church at one of the last shows on our tour before, and so they had the most beneficial spiritual time they've ever had, just turning to each other and asking each other questions about what their lives and labels are. So it's been a neat thing. It's really for all ages, but it really does mirror the True Girl show that a lot of people have been to from 7 to 12.
Yeah. Well, the event's called Born to be Brave. What's the significance of bravery in our culture today? Why is that important?
Well, Proverbs 28:1 says the righteous are as brave as lions. And so we believe that being righteous is part of being brave and doing the next right thing. And, well, it's everything right now, because just to stand, when I was growing up, you didn't have to be very brave to be a Christian. But now it takes a lot of bravery to be that. And we need to be teaching our sons and daughters the courage to stand, the necessity to stand, and also the compassion and sensitivity in which we stand for things, too, without unnecessarily, pushing others away. So it's a complicated thing, but more than ever, we need to be brave as Christians, as adults and as kids.
Yeah. So the event is for fathers and father figures and their sons. How can Born to be Brave facilitate stronger ties between dads and sons?
Well, one of the things is just having a night out and getting a dad a win. It's an easy thing, not a checklist to do at all. We just have them turn to their sons. One of the first questions is, what's the greatest thing about being a guy? And we just start off with some easy questions like that. We stop the show and talk, and then we get into some more deeper things, but it's we say it's 100% cool and 0% awkward because we set it up in a way that is not awkward. I had a dad the other day that I had lunch with the next day, so it was one of the greatest things he's ever done with his son. He couldn't even describe how great the connection was. He's like, I wish I could describe this to other people to show them how to come because it's hard to describe. But it's just a fun night when kids that sometimes at that age aren't easy to talk to, aren't easy to relate to, as fathers even, just have a good night together and leave thinking, we had a great night. We had a good time talking to each other and it leads into all kinds of other conversations that you can have, you know?
Yeah, so it could just really open the door for more conversation when they get home.
Yeah, dads are looking for ways to talk to their kids. And, you know, a lot of times dads don't relate directly to their kids at that age. And it might not be in the sports or whatever, whatever the dad's interested in. And so sometimes conversation can be awkward. And so this is just a cool night to hear some great biblical teaching and to sit next to your kid and be able to talk to him and converse about some things in formats that we set up for them that are really easy. So it's a very interesting show. It's unlike almost any show that people have been to because there's not, you know, big stars on the stage, but it's the interactivity that we do with the kids and the dads that is so unique to the show. Plus, we smash stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's really cool, right?
Right.
You say coffee makers and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we have a 300-pound tractor trailer tire that we drop in a plexiglass 14 by 12 by 12 plexiglass cube that smashes whatever we buy. In fact, we're on the way out to Goodwill now. Whatever we buy at Goodwill that day, we find. So yesterday we had a dollhouse and a popcorn maker and sometimes a rocking chair. It could be anything, copy machine, keyboards, whatever we find that day. It's always something a little different. We never know what's going to happen. TV, we usually smash a TV too, which is fun.
Oh, okay. Well, what kind of difference does it make for a household when a father is present and actively engaged in family life? What would you say to that?
Well, you know, we talked about three types of fathers in the beginning of the show. The absent father, which is, you know, pretty obvious, and the pain of an absentee father. A lot of kids are coming to our show without their fathers, but with their stepfathers or foster fathers or whatever. And then there are active fathers. And those are what most of us are. Like, we go to our kids' games, we say we love them, we hug them. We talk a lot, but what we talk about, you know, we'll talk about tonight is strategic fathers, is how you can be strategic in your relationship with your sons, just opening conversations, just understanding his particular bent in how he views the world. Understanding, like the other night, a guy said, his son shared with him that he was kind of being bullied at school because he was small, and everywhere he went, he felt small. And the dad never really knew that before. And so I think it's a gigantic difference in your relationship with your son or your child if you know, you know, what those things are in your family. And it not only can work with dads and sons, when they go home, they're talking to their daughters, their wives, all kinds of different things that just, you know, little exercise that just, look, I never grew up with my dad turning me and asking me much of any deep question, let alone, you know, what lies are you believing or what are your, you know, what things, you know, what labels do you have on you that are making you feel less than. I never had my dad ask me anything like that, nor did I ever ask my dad anything like that. So just, you know, those kinds of things are priceless that happen at the show, let alone kids getting saved and making rededications to Christ. And the music is fantastic. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
A Day Awaits is phenomenal.
Sounds like a worthwhile event to attend. I'm speaking with Bob Gresh, who is with Born to be Brave, the event coming to the Junction Center in Mannheim this Tuesday evening, starting at 6:30. The doors open at 6, and there's still room for the event. I understand it's not sold out. Tickets are available at junctioncenterproductions.com. One final question, Bob. What would you like to say to encourage someone to show up at the event if they're on the fence as to whether they want to attend or not?
Well, first of all, there's not a lot of events for fathers and sons. That's the first thing. Secondly, if you're a Bills fan, I have the biggest Bills fan in Brennan Bell as Day Awaits ever. He's a Bills nerd. So for the two of you out there that are Bills fans, you should come. But if you want a great night with your father, son, connecting in an easy way that's not a checklist, that doesn't pile a bunch of things for you to do, this is the night to come to. If you ask anybody that's been there before, they will say this exact same thing. Our best advertisement is word of mouth. If people have been to a very unique show. And so we hope to see them there. And I appreciate you having me on.
Well, it's been really nice to talk with you, Bob. And I appreciate you taking time to talk with us. We look forward to your appearance at the Junction Center this coming Tuesday evening at 6:30. Just a reminder, details and tickets are available at junctioncenterproductions.com. Thank you very much for calling today.
Oh, thanks so much. We appreciate you guys.
We're going to transition into a song about bravery, a song from Skillet. It's called Brave, and it's on WJTL right now.